Hi, I'm Sean Walsh.
And I'm Hillary Walsh. Welcome to Let's Get Rich. This is a podcast for entrepreneurs who are growing law firms so that they can live rich lives and leave rich legacies.
In each episode, we'll provide action steps to help you get unstuck, beat distraction, and find freedom.
Let's get rich.
Let's get rich.
All right. We're both out of breath because we did our push-ups.
Welcome back. Let's get rich.
LDR. Let's do this. So today we're going to talk to you. I'm kind of excited about this because this is our first podcast that we're actually going to do a shout out dedication to. This podcast is straight from the rich lady. That's what I've become known as in this family. And it's to Avery and Isla, two little girls who get to listen because their dad's a listener. So Avery and Isla, this one's for you. We want to help you live a life of your wildest dreams. And we're going to get your mom and your dad on board with us because today we're going to talk about how to help your kids reach their goals. And yes, girls, we want you to be, we want you to get rich with us, but we don't want you to be rich brats because being rich brats suck. So we're going to teach your parents how we are helping our kids not be brats, but also be rich.
Yes, they are elementary school fan club. And
yes.
Awesome. So are you guys listening?
And if you learn any bad words, you can just say that you learned them from the rich lady.
So today what we're going to talk about is how to teach your children to earn in life and how they can achieve their goals. And what we use is a method with our children where they have to earn everything that is not a guaranteed right, basically. And what we teach them is anything in life can be earned if you have a goal, a plan, and you take action.
And it's our responsibility as parents is to help them figure out what the goal is and then help them with ways in order to get to that goal.
Well, let's start with what does it mean to have something, what's guaranteed in life? So what are our kids in our home guaranteed to have that is their rights as kids in our home?
To be loved by us unconditionally.
Absolutely. They're also allowed to have a bed.
And food and shelter.
And food and shelter and clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are their rights.
House is a privilege.
Shower, you know, those types of things.
That's
food and shelter. That's a right. Yeah.
It's food and shelter. But Friday movie night?
Earned.
That's earned. That's a privilege.
We have a chef, and our chef's food is so good. And we call it basic dinner versus chef cat dinner because our chef's name is Katarina, so she goes by Cat. Chef cat dinner is earned. It can be given away if you, you know, don't earn the privilege of getting to eat this delicious dinner cooked by a chef. But here are kind of the three things that we want to cover, and then we'll break each one down. So first is the kids need to earn everything. Just like in life, you and I don't get to walk into a store and just be like, we want that. Everything is earned and everything is purchased. And then second is you have to pay the kids for what you would normally pay others for. So we don't really call this like chores or allowance or anything else, but instead if I would have paid another person who's either working in our home or if there was a person working in our home and they did this service for us and I would pay them, then I will pay my kids like the fair rate for that as well.
And the thing is to help them figure out their goals. So they kind of already know what they want. But really putting it into words, writing it down, figuring out what their actual goal is, that's part of our responsibility as parents. We'll get into that in the third.
And yes, as you're listening to this, for some of you who are in the law firm owner space already, some of this is going to be very familiar. And this is very heavily adapted from a parenting program that we did that we don't necessarily endorse. So I'm not actually going to share the parenting program with you, but we did this parenting program. We took from it what was helpful for us and we're sharing with you what we have since done. And so I just want to kind of give a full disclosure on that.
And a lot of this stems from books like Think and Grow Rich. And a lot of the material that we are consuming, but if you take all that material, and I think a lot of the people listening have read that book and similar books, personal development, those sorts of books. If you take the exact same book and you just apply it to parenting and to your children, it's amazing how eye-opening it can be. I said in one of my shorts one time that you could take the 21 irrefutable laws of leadership and make them the 21 irrefutable laws of parenting and sell another million copies. And I really think you could. But, you know, Think and Grow Rich or any of these fantastic books that are out there, you can apply them to your children and to your parenting.
Yeah. So I know I had talked about, you know, number one being, or you got to earn most things, you got to pay. And number two being, you got to pay the kids for stuff. But let's start with number three, actually, because if your kids don't have a goal, they won't want to do any work. They won't want to earn anything. And it's going to be really hard to motivate them to do the stuff that you want them to do, like make your bed and go brush your teeth and pick up your clothes off the floor and that sort of thing. And what I want to say with how this relates to getting rich and growing a law firm is, as you start to scale and you start to hire more and more people to help you in your home, like we have a whole like roster of people who help us in our home, your kids are going to, just like you as the law firm owner or the homeowner, the employer, like all these people are here to help you. And because you have kids, they're also going to be there to help your kids. And if you're like us, we didn't want to rob our kids of the opportunity of learning the value of hard work. Not that hard work is what we want our kids to be tied to, but there's some value in, like, both of us, we were waiters, waitresses in college and in high school. And we talk about how some, like, that was some of the hardest work, the hardest money we ever earned, but it also taught us so many different skills. Your dad's a carpenter and you went through your whole life, like, helping him build houses and do different things. And I worked in my parents' floor covering store from the time I was 10 years old to when I graduated high school. And that work taught me and shaped me. But if we bring in all this help in the home and then we don't have our kids learning how to do that work, they're not going to know how to fly out of the nest when it's time for them to leave. And so this is how this episode ties into our hope for you as business owners and law firm owners.
Yeah. So I'd like to start the help them figure out their goals with an anecdote that I think a lot of parents will relate to, that for me was kind of an eye-opening moment. This was probably 2 or 3 years ago. It's very end of the year, beginning of the new year, and Hillary and I were frustrated with our kids, and I'll only speak to myself here. I was frustrated with the kids because we'd given them these fantastic Christmas gifts. I had gotten them Legos, which Legos are the coolest. If you're listening, you know. And Hillary had gotten one of our daughters this amazing dollhouse. And here they have these beautiful new toys that we've gotten them for Christmas. And we usually don't go very big at Christmas. Usually it's one gift per child or something like that. But we'd gotten Legos, we'd gotten the dollhouse. It was amazing. And they're just left all over the house. And we talk to the kids about cleaning up after themselves, if they appreciate their things, all that. And they're just not doing it. And we are getting frustrated that they are not taking care of and respecting their things. And what we came to realize as we worked through some of our own goals and our own mindset is our kids never asked for Legos and they never asked for a dollhouse. And when we reflected back on our childhood, I had some Legos as a kid, but Legos were expensive and we didn't have a lot of Legos. And for me, that was like, as a 9-year-old kid, that was the epitome of cool, was having a bunch of Legos. I think it still is.
When you're 39.
Yeah, exactly. And for you,
wanted a dollhouse. Yeah.
What we came to realize is these were our goals. They weren't our kids' goals. And we had to really go backwards and rewire ourselves thinking about things we do and get and have for our kids and finding out what they actually desire and what their goal is. Actually is.
I kind of have tears in my eyes thinking about how I remember taking the kids back to school shopping for the first time, and I took them to the mall instead of like to Target or Walmart, or going through your sister, Bridget, she always used to give us these big bags of clothes from her daughter. And it was, I mean, forever, we had all these hand-me-downs from her. And so our kids, and I'm totally cool with that, but it was just really amazing to take our kids back to school shopping and buy them a few items from Nordstrom and then go over to Pottery Barn Kids and get them the little water canteen and the lunchbox and the backpack that all matched. And it was from Pottery Barn. And then when we got home, they just left that stuff. They left it all over the house. And I remember, and I'm trying not to be mad at myself for this, for the person who I was then, but I remember telling them, I can't believe how ungrateful you are to our kids. But they, like you're describing, they had never asked for those things. But I remember I wanted those things so badly when I was a kid. And so now I know, I still go out. And there are times when I know that one of our rules, what they were talking about, is the kids have to earn everything. There are some times when I'm buying this for little Hillary and it's actually just Lucy who gets the benefit, but I need to go buy this for, like, this year. We're going to Disney as a family for Christmas. little Hillary needs to do that and have a Disney Christmas, y'all just get to come along. Like that trip is for little Hillary, like 9-year-old Hillary, who needed or wants to go do that and have that experience. But yeah, you do too. Little 9-year-old Sean wants to go too. But when you tie everything and you help your kids really vision quest and explore what is it that they want, if you haven't been asking them this, initially they're going to come up empty-handed just like you do. Because when I get on the phone with business owners, I'm like, well, what would you, with law firm owners, we're talking about New Frontier University, and they're like, oh yeah, you know, if I could just do like maybe another 100,000 next year or, you know, something like that. And I'm like, what is it that you really, really, really want? And they don't know. They literally can't tell you quantifiably what it is that I want. And if you're like that, or you're like watching your kid go through that experience, this is the pleasure of parenting, of like, what in your wildest dreams do you want? Because we can help make that happen.
We did a vision questing with the kids, and I remember Evie wanting a princess castle when she grew up. That was her goal, that she wanted to. So we went through the exercise and we said, okay, great, you want a princess castle. So we get on whatever website and we looked up castles that were for sale, and we found one. I don't remember. I think it was in Scotland or something like that. And it was like, you know, 15 million pounds or whatever. And so then we figured out, we worked backwards. That's the goal. What's the plan? And what action would you have to take? And we worked it back to, when Evie is an adult, she'll have a business and the business will make her this much money per year so she can buy her princess castle. And I remember her coming back from school the next day and talking about how her teacher told her that's impossible. And, you know, we now homeschool our kids. It's just one of the many reasons. But the vision questing with your kids and showing them that anything is possible. Now, I will caveat with, it's not an unlimited. For instance, our 11-year-olds really want iPhones. And we've told them you can earn an iPhone when it's age appropriate. And that is just a decision we've made, that we're not going to have iPhones for our children until they're a certain age. And it's not there yet. So while we show them the path that they can earn, really, it's they can earn the money to buy their own iPhone, to pay their own phone plan and phone bill. We map it out for them and help them vision quest and plan the goal and how we'll achieve it. But we also set parenting boundaries on things. So if you're wondering, yes, we still have boundaries, like, you know, my 9-year-old can't have a truck just yet.
Right. Even if she'd earned the money for it. So an example of this is, right now we're going through an exercise where the kids all really want a second dog. And I really blame Nate Bargatze for this, because I went to his comedy show with Zyra and Robert and the Franciscos as well. And Nate Bargatze is hilarious. He has this whole bit in his comedy show about how it's no harder to have two dogs than one dog, because all you got to do is open the door. It's not any harder to open the door, let the dog go out to go pee. And he was giving his wife a hard time about not getting a second dog. So I make the mistake of telling this bit at dinner one night, and then the kids latch onto the fact that it's not actually harder to have one dog. We should get a second dog. And they've not let up. That was like in February or something, and we're now in September. So here we are. The kids have been on me for all this time. And finally I said, you know what? If you want another dog, here's what my goal is. I'm tired of telling you to clean up your stuff. I'm tired of cleaning up your stuff for you. Tired of having to remind you to make your bed, to brush your teeth, all this other stuff. So if you will do all of these things without me prompting you, and it has to be all four of you kids, not just one of you, for 120 days straight, we will go to the pound and we will get a dog. We can get another dog.
So Hillary put this in about 2 weeks ago into action, and people,
it's miraculous.
I cannot even tell you. Our house has been spotless for 2 weeks with four kids who homeschool, who tear the place apart and then very quickly clean it right back up because of how important this goal is to them.
I had no idea. I mean, I may have a house full of dogs by the time that this is all over with, because it has been miraculous. And so anyway, that's the importance of helping them figure out what the goal is. And of course, this dog is not going to cost some obscene amount of money. We're going to get a pound dog, a rescue. The other piece is, when we are talking about things that are much more expensive, our twins wanted to have an elaborate birthday party. They wanted to do indoor skydiving, which was, for like 10 kids, like $1,500, something like that.
Yeah.
And they decided they wanted this party in like February or March, and their birthday party was going to be in May. And so we had plenty of time, and we said, we will match what you earn, but you're going to have to pay for half. We're not going to match over 50%. So we had to set up a plan for them, what they could earn every single day and what they had to earn per day or per week in order to hit their goal. And in the beginning, they thought it was impossible. But now, and by the way, they hit their goal. They exceeded it, in fact. And
use the extra money for like super cool party favors.
Yeah, they had, and they made their party bags, and they paid for everything. And that was such a good life skill and experience for them, because now they can see, if I set my, not only do I set my goal, but then I break it down all the way to my daily activity, which as business owners is what we also have to do for ourselves and for our team. We bring this into the family, and it's tied to what they want. Honestly, I didn't even get in. I think you actually got to reap the benefits of the indoor skydiving. I think you had the most fun of everybody. I just watched, and I was the camera mom. But it was fantastic. But that is, if you can help them find their goals, it's not only helping them, like the title of this podcast is helping your kids reach their goals, but it's, you have to start with helping them find their goals and really exploring this with them. And if you're not out exploring and finding your own new goals that have on some level nothing to do with your business, you're going to be kind of boring, and that's no fun. So anyway, that's kind of, it's point number three, but we're going to start there.
These are like small victories that teach our kids that anything is possible. The other day, one of our 11-year-olds asked me about buying her first vehicle. And she said, you know, she'll be driving in 5 years, and she wants to know how much a certain car costs, because that's the one she wants to buy. And so she's already thinking about it, knowing that she'll be able to buy a car in 5 years, but she's got to start early. And meanwhile, our 6-year-old and our 9-year-old saw an advertisement on TV for this silly, like, game with, it was shaped like the Eiffel Tower, and it had these dolls in it.
Well, it's not silly at all.
And they zipline down from the Eiffel Tower or whatever. And it was like $95, and they went to work. And I mean, they worked harder than I've seen them work in a long time as a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old. And they raised $95 in about a week, maybe a little more than a week. They ordered it, and now they play with it every day. But I would have never bought that for them, because for me, it's a silly toy. For them, it was
like the bomb. Mm-hmm.
The coolest toy available. But what they knew is when they saw that toy and they both wanted it, they knew that they could earn it. And so then they came up with a plan, and they came to us and said, here's our plan, how we want to earn money to buy this toy. Can we do it? And we said, yeah.
So my suggestion for Avery and Isla, who I know are listening very intently in the back of the car, is what are one of the things that you want, whether it's for Christmas or for your birthday, or maybe it's you want to come out and play with my kids out here in Phoenix, and your whole family can take a road trip out here, and we would absolutely love it. We would have a pool party at my house. Sounds like I'm like luring children, but I'm not. Your dad and mom have to come too, and that would be so much fun for our whole family. But anyway, if whatever your goal is, Isla and Avery, you gotta put this together and talk to your parents about not only what your goal is, but how you can earn it, and have them help you break it down so that each day you know what it is. We did this with our girls because, especially for gymnastics camp, where they had to have a bunch of leotards, for example. And that kind of takes us back to point one, is everybody has to earn everything in life. And so I love shopping. It's one of my favorite hobbies, and it's my most expensive hobby. And the other day I ran over to Alice and Olivia, because I buy everything from there, I feel like, and Ryan went with me. And she wanted to pop into the earring store where she had gotten her ears pierced and switch out her earrings. Well, we get in there, and she was under the impression that I was going to buy these earrings for her. And they were $49 for these little stud earrings that at Claire's would have been like $3. And I asked her, like, hey, who do you think's paying for this? Do you have $49? Because you got to pay tax on this too. It's going to be like $57. And she's like, oh, I thought you were going to pay for it. And I was like, sis, I know you love shopping with mommy, but like, this is not what's going to happen. You have your money, and have you earned it? And she asked me, well, I worked at the firm yesterday, because we have new hire orientation every Saturday, and my kids come to it, and you even come to it, and we all help out. And Ryan had been at the firm, and I told her, yes, I don't know your balance of your bank account. So why don't you ask daddy and we'll go from there. And so she got home and asked and found out that she had plenty of money. She could have bought the earrings. And then she was like, well, I'm glad I didn't, because I didn't really want to spend all my money on one pair of earrings. Yeah. So you have to have the self-control to let your kids struggle. This is very much, you know, if you know me very well, you know, I love the symbology. Is that a word? Symbolism? Sometimes I crack myself up with my made up words, but the symbolism of a butterfly, because the butterfly is, of course, kind of an ugly worm to begin with. And it's like, it symbolizes our transformation into something beautiful, but to get out of the cocoon, you have to struggle. And if someone comes and cuts open the chrysalis and helps the butterfly out, its wings are not going to be strong enough to be able to fly.
So this is a sidebar, funny story, but Friday mornings, I take the kids to Spanish class. It's just something fun I like to do with them. And one thing we've been talking about is letting each other struggle in Spanish class and not answering on behalf. And our key word to each other is butterfly muscles.
Yes.
And because if you open the butterfly cocoon, they don't develop what they need to fly. So we call it the butterfly muscles. So we say that in Spanish to each other. So that
how do you say that in Spanish? Oh, no.
Help me. But we remind them that you got to let each other struggle. And so we say butterfly muscles.
Yeah. To each. And so parents, if you buy stuff for your kids, you're not going to let them develop their butterfly muscles. And then later on when they're in college, they're going to be calling you because you never to hit you up for money, or, you know, they're going to, when they want to buy a car or have their phone or whatever, they're going to call you because they don't have the butterfly muscles to actually go out of the nest and fly on their own. And now my 6-year-old has butterfly muscles. My 9-year-old, my 11-year-old's like our, you know, kids.
Either. So you mentioned leotards. Our girls wanted to earn leotards. So they had to do their workout for gymnastics camp. And every 10th day that they didn't miss a single day doing their workouts, we bought a leotard for them. Now this is like $15 on Amazon or whatever they were, but they needed 5 leotards. So 50 days before camp, we told them if they are prepared for camp by doing their workouts, and they didn't get them all. I think Ryan got 3 or 4 and Evie got 2 or 3. But it's not always just straight
about money. And the reason being, sometimes it's easier to earn money and buy the thing than it is to actually develop the skill set of putting in the time, energy. And we all see that with like going to the gym. You know, like you can't buy your way into having butterfly muscles. You actually have to go in and like lift the weights, right? So yeah, that's a really good example. So the kids got to earn most things, obviously not love and affection and hugs and those, you know, the basic necessities of life. But when you really think about if your kid goes to a restaurant and they want to eat and they only have $3, then they would get like some toast and maybe an egg. And for us, that's our basic dinner. You always earn basic dinner. Where if you had more money, if you had earned more, then you could order the Moons Over Miami. Okay. I'm at Denny's in my mind. Okay. So, and then if you really want to do it, then you could also get like a milkshake and all sorts of stuff. It's delicious. I'm salivating. But in any event, they have to earn most things. And so it's goal. You help them create a plan. And then these are the action steps. And then this is how we calculate payment. And this is kind of our, you know, this is our way of doing it in order to help them actually have cash in their bank account.
Yeah. And an example is my coffee. So the kids actually fight over who gets to make my coffee every day.
He does drip coffee from a machine like a Neanderthal.
Yes. I pay $2 because I would pay $2 for a cup of coffee.
That's at a diner, at Denny's, which is apparently our gold standard.
And they hawk around the coffee machine waiting for me to pour my last cup of the morning so they can wash it and prep it for tomorrow and set it up with the timer for the next morning. And for me, it costs me $2, but I never have to make my own coffee. And so it's totally worth it. But they calculate ahead of time ways that they can earn money around
poop, picking up the dog poop.
Yeah.
They bring a full bag of dog poop and it's what, $6?
Yeah.
It pays well.
It pays well, but we don't pay for basic tasks. They have to do their own laundry, have to clean their own dishes, they have to clean their own room. And when those tasks are done, then they're into the earning stage of the evening. So they can't earn money unless the basics tasks are done. But trash cans are $1 each. You know, we have a price for all the different tasks.
Yeah, we have to take our trash cans down to the street and bring them back up. So you pay $1 each. Yeah.
But as parents, I think our big responsibility there is teaching our children how to set a goal. First, how to identify what the goal is, because they might think the goal is one thing, and then when you really talk through and explain it and unravel it with them, you help them identify what their goal really is. And once they have that goal, help them create the path that will get them to that goal. That's their plan. And once you've done it with your kids a few times, it's really fun because you'll wake up one day and they will come to you with a plan. They'll say, hey, we want to get a dog. We're going to clean the house top to bottom for the next 120 days without a single missed day. If we do that, can we get a dog? And then you as parents have to analyze your own goals.
How bad do I not want a dog?
There's a line and adjust the plan if you need to. But it teaches your kids such valuable life skills that they'll use throughout the life.
And they will know the value of hard work. Like my kids come to the firm, they beg to come to the firm so that they can make a little bit of extra cash. And they're also loving being in Spanish class with you because they know they're social creatures. They want to be able to talk to our clients and they're just missing that. So it's been so much fun for them. They're out here. I got to teach them to sweep. I got to teach them how to wash windows. And at our house, we have housekeepers who do that. And so, you know, we're kind of robbing them of a skill. When I realized that my 11-year-old didn't know how to hold a broom, I thought, oh no, I'm raising rich kids and this is a problem. So we had to get down and dirty and we had blisters on our hands and all sorts of stuff. But now they know how to do those things and it was actually really fun and we have a good core memory of those things too. So as we wrap up, Avery and Isla, I want to know what are your goals and oh my goodness, Jeff's going to kill you. No, we're not doing it. Pony, like a dress up pony, you know, like My Little Pony. Thanks so much for listening. If this has been helpful, please share with a friend because we want to help. I think that, you know, as a law firm owner, it's really fun, and even just as an attorney, it's really fun for me to help clients. But at the end of the day, I know that if I can help clients' lives be better, it's actually just going to make their kids' lives better. I know I'm a way better parent now because I've gone through the personal development that I've gone through, and it's going to make my kids' lives better. And so on some level, that's kind of the gift of a podcast too, is we want to make law firm owners' lives better. But the hidden goal behind that is we're parents and we love kids. And it's wonderful that we get to be in your cars with your children and your families. And we hope that someday we get to give everybody a big hug.
Thanks for listening.
See ya.